Yesterday, I drove around Jackson Park in Chicago to see the ground being broken for Barack Obama's presidential center. 19 acres, estimated at a cost of $800 million. I have long agreed with opponents of the presidential center who have been saying and arguing in court that it's wrong to invade the tranquility of Jackson Park, one of Chicago's most treasured escapes from the crunch of urban development. How, ask the opponents, how can Barack Obama do that to us? Replace the beauty of trees and wildflowers with a presidential center that will include a huge cement building. I got out of my car yesterday, strolled around those 19 acres, remembering how often I promised to myself that when the opponents go back into court or into the neighborhood to protest construction, I will cheer them on. Well, now I'm promising myself not to cheer on the opponents, not now that I've seen exactly where the center will be, which is nowhere near the tranquility of Jackson Park, but alongside busy, noisy Stony Island Avenue, far away from trees and wildflowers, and obviously unlikely to disrupt the nature of the park. On the contrary, in many ways very likely to develop the economy and enhance the quality of life in the Jackson Park neighborhood. A presidential center doing much more good than bad for the neighborhood and for Chicago. I don't know how I missed all that, but I did. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.